Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Amexum. Thank you for tuning in to State of the Nationals. This is your host, Tamara L. at Wilmington, Delaware, live with Abdullah L. Talib Mosey Bey at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But first, we'd like to first start off with answering some simple questions. Let's just make sure we have our guests on the line here this evening before we get started. Okay, we have Mr. Abdullah Bey. We have you on the line.
Islam.
Islam. Do we have you on, we have you on the line this evening? Thank you for tuning in.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Our first show of State of the Nationals. Okay, so before we get started, let's have some simple questions that we have here. We want to just go ahead and get that out the way. This is our first show. This is our first people seeing the word United Republica of Morocco. So let's just answer that. Let's just answer that question and get that out the way. So what is United Republica of Morocco? Well, the word Republica is a Latin for public, so society, the United Society of Morocco. So with claiming our Moorish estates through interpolitical governing body, the United Republic of Morocco is the assembly vehicle used to navigate the Moorish body politic states into one interpolitical central body, restoring our Moroccan imperial government structure and therefore positioning ourselves politically to function the sovereign power once controlled by the Moroccan Moorish emperor. Now, based on ancient government operations, a national caucus pertaining to our Moroccan Empire government structure is one or more than one Moorish political body coming together to form a central body composed of many Moorish body politics among ourselves to be recognized as sovereign in the Moroccan Moorish Empire dominion. Now, as an interpolitical constitution will be formed from our Moorish political states by representatives elected by the Moorish Moroccan people or by supreme authority whom will exercise collectively the sovereign power and authority that the Moorish Dais Bay indigenous aboriginal people operated in unity with imperial sultans once exercised before dismantling our Moorish government and the usurpation of our Moorish sovereignty. Now, when the sovereign power of our empire, a kingdom that ruled over the host of kingdoms in their territorial domiciles diminished, the kingdom's nation resulted in self-determination and autonomy power amongst themselves. When Moorish empires relinquished their sovereign power over the Moorish kingdoms in the territorial domiciles they once conquered and controlled, we, the Moors, have a right to govern among ourselves and form an interpolitical assembly caucus with an interpolitical constitution that would act or take the place of the sovereign power that the Moroccan Moorish empires once claimed. Now, the interpolitical constitution will be structured and governed body that regulates authority over all the Moorish political body politic states by the structured language in their interpolitical instrument. Now, why did the caucus create a seal? Now, the United Republic of Morocco seal is a symbol that shows our political states coming together to form an interpolitical caucus under the Moroccan Empire flag. And the seal would give notice to the political states of the international world governments that we, the Moors, are all a part of the Moroccan Empire pursuant to blood pedigree DNA title rights. Now, with that being said, tonight, as you know, we have none other than our brother live with us, Abdullah El Talib Mosey Bey. It's called Misguided Statements by Leadership of the Moorish Science Temple of America in order to bring focus and clarity to the national and divine movement. Now, all this stemmed from a controversy on Facebook. March 6, 2020, Brother Abdullah El Talib Mosey Bey made a Facebook post, and the statement read, addressing the deceptive and misleading statements from grand governors, grand sheikhs, assistant grand sheikhs, sheikhs, and sheikhs of Moorish Science Temple of America, misrepresenting Prophet Noble Dra Lee and the Moorish Divine National Movement of North America and our people. Now, the misrepresented statement is as follows. Now, this is just one of them. We're going to get into it. In order to be a Moor, you must be a member of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Now, Brother Abdullah, I'm going to need you to come in, introduce yourself, and let's get this going.
Peace, my kinfolk, my Moroccan kinfolk. Yes, I'm Abdullah El Talib Mosey Bey. I am author of several books, most notably The Moors of Masonry. I have worked with Taj Tariq Bey for several years. Taj Tariq Bey is the founder of the Moors Over the Round Table, which he established in 1982. And I'm also the editor, the founder and editor-in-chief of the Masonic Gate newspaper, the Moors Civil Letter newspaper, website, and also a part of the United Republic of Morocco, a caucus body. All right, so along with Tamara Hill and Shem Malachi Bay and a host of others. All right.
So let's go ahead and get started. Now, we have that misrepresented statement. Now, in order to be a Moor, you must be a member of the Moorish Science Temple of America. And from that, it stemmed about 863 comments just flowed into your Facebook. And you was like, oh, wow, this is something that we have to really talk about. We have to really go into deep about that. In one of the comments we have on here from Mikhail Hall Bay, and she said, I am personally of that in order to be a Moor who is recognized in the community, you must belong to a chartered Moorish Science Temple of America. You want to elaborate on that?
Yes. In order to be recognized in the community, all right, now the community would be, I would assume, the Moorish community must be a member belong to chartered temple, chartered. Now, just keep in mind that Noble Dra Lee established the Moorish Temple of Science in 1925 as a civic organization, which that was not chartered under the European colonial state's jurisdiction. But the Moorish Science Temple of America, chartered in 1929, was chartered under a religious affidavit in Cook County, Illinois. Now, Cook County, Illinois is a subdivision of Illinois. Cook County is a subdivision of Illinois. Illinois is a subdivision of the United States. United States is a subdivision of Great Britain. So there's no treaty between United States and Great Britain, United States, Morocco, Morocco and Great Britain that has the language that the United States has authority to grant the Moors citizenship or nationality. And that kept a Moorish institution being chartered under United States gives them that authority. Now, Moore, so I wanted to clarify that. Now, Moore is our pedigree, our ancestry. Now, this person is not implying that to be a Moor, you have to be a member of the Moor Science Temple. He's saying to be recognized. So now he's talking about the sense of being recognized. You have to be a member of the Moor Science Temple to be recognized in the community. Right? Now, Ju Ali went to the Pan American Conference in 1928 to put our status on the record in the international community. And one, Ju Ali, make it very clear that we are Moors and not Negro colored black. Now, the issue is that the leadership of the Moor Science Temple of America have not been representing Ju Ali and the people. This subject would not be an issue if the leadership was recognized. The leadership were recognizing as well as representing the people. They're not doing that. Look at the conditions of our people. The conditions of our people is very evident. Our people need Moorish representation. They're not getting it from the Moor Science Temple of America. All right? We can go to the next one.
I'm glad you said that because you stated about Prophet Ju Ali and the finding of the old Canaanite temple as a civic organization, and as it moved forward, it moved over to the Moorish Science Temple of America, which we have today. Now, I guess that's a good question because, you know, I find that, you know, Prophet Noble Ju Ali is not really talked about a lot on the mainstream, like especially in studies of the General Board education. You know, whereas you would see more information spread about Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King of the likes, you know, Stokely Carmichael and things of that nature. I don't think we have enough time for tonight. Well, let's just say, who is Prophet Noble Ju Ali?
Well, you're absolutely right about that, that Ju Ali has not been, the knowledge of Ju Ali is not known by the general public. And those in his who are contemporaries are known. You have Booker T. Washington. You have W.E.B. Du Bois. Indeed, you know, Elijah Muhammad. These are recognized real names, but Ju Ali is not. The question is, why not? And why not hasn't the leadership in the Moorish Science Temple since 1929 to today have made an effort to do that? Todd Tariq Bey has written more books combined than all of the sheikhs, grand governors, sheikhs, and the grand sheikhs from 1929 to the day. Todd Tariq Bey has produced more literature than all of those combined. Why is that? Why is that one man has produced more literature than all of them combined since 1929?
That's interesting. That's something to think about. Yeah, absolutely. Let's look at some other misrepresented statements. You know, being a Moor isn't the same as being a Moorish American. Two different things, period. One would think they are two different things, period. Let's analyze
All right.
that.
Let's analyze that. And what I was doing is, as I was reading the statements, there are 831 comments, and I actually commented about on 20 different statements. I was asking myself, why do they think like that? Why do they think there's a difference between Moorish American, and more. And I kept pondering, and then I went to the questionnaire, the Quran questions for Moorish Americans. And question number 12 reads, what is his nationality? I mean, his being Nobles Valley, Moorish American. Question 13, what is your nationality? Moorish American. So I was like, oh, that's why they think it's a difference. Because they're seeing Moorish American and these questions, 12 and 13. And so now I started to ask, what do they think American means? So is there a difference between Moorish American and Moor? Absolutely not. And I responded and such. Let's look at this. In the 1936 Webster's Universal Unabridged Dictionary, there is the originalist definition of the name American, the original application of the name American, and the two connotative, distorted, deceptive, colored definitions for the name American. All right, American, the originalist, the jour, lawful, rightful definition for American. An aboriginal or one of the various copper-colored natives found on the American continent by the Europeans. The original application of the name. The first colored, deceptive, misleading definition for American. An American-born descendant of European settlers. 3, and the second colored, deceptive, misleading definition for American. A native-born or naturalized citizen of the United States. So keep in mind, if you look at the originalist definition, it's the original application of the name. So the name American, so more and American, so the name American is derived from the name Moroccan. So there being a distinct difference, there is not a distinct difference. Other than that, there is a difference in pronunciation and spelling and form, but as far as they both have the same origin. Now, because of apartheid, those in the temple, as well as many millions of others, including Albion's, think that the name American and United States citizen are interchangeable. So definitely there is not a difference. And then you see there, it's the original application of the name. The name American doesn't mean United States citizen. There is no Article 1. Let's look at this. United States Constitution. I'm pulling it up now. Here we go. Preamble. We the people of America, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and prosperity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for America. And Tamara's going to correct me. There you go.
Hold on.
See what I did?
Wait a minute.
See what I did?
That's not what it's
saying.
Thank
you.
That's not what it's.
You know what I did.
It doesn't
you know what
that.
I did. Yeah, exactly. I deliberately misread it. It's we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Doesn't read for America. Says for the United States of America. We the People of the United States. It doesn't read We the People of America. Let's go to Article 1, Section 1, Clause 1. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of America, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. So Tamara's going to correct me again.
Did you hear me say, mm-mm?
There you go. See, I'm deliberately doing this. It reads, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States.
Right.
Which shall consist of a Senate. Exactly. Doesn't read of America. Let's go to
Now that you said that, now this really is a great segue into this, because I want you to tie this in at the same time. Nationality requires a nation state. There is only one nation state within North America that can confer American citizenship, and that is the nation state called the Moorish Science Temple of America. All nationalities require nation state. The 1787 Constitution prevents the all other states from conferring nationality. The mislabeled Moors in North America have to be granted citizenship through the Moorish Science Temple of America in order to be recognized as true American citizens, i.e. Moorish American. So that's going to tie into what you was going to just clear up as well.
So right there, so let's go to that, because all right, so let's look at that. Go back. Reread that. Just clear myself out accidentally. All right. That's one of them. This is a good one to address. This is a very good one to address. So this is going to take, I need a few minutes to address this. Let me read that, Tamara.
You would like me to read it again?
Yes. Who's that? Which one?
Okay.
Faith L.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Nationality requires a nation state. Now, there is only one nation state within North America that can confer American citizenship, and that is the nation state called the Moorish Science Temple of America. All nationalities require nation state. The 1787 Constitution prevents the all other states from conferring nationality. The mislabeled Moors in North America have to be granted citizenship through the Moorish Science Temple of America in order to be recognized as true American citizens, i.e. Moorish Americans. Moor is the descendant name only. When combined a Moor with an American national state that become Moor, becomes a Moorish America, a merger begins. This is why the Sultan Drew Ali said you must retain with the temple, one must proclaim with the nation state, Moorish Science Temple, America's royal charter issued by the Sultan, grants Moors the right of true American citizenship nationality.
All right. There's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on. Let me just, first, let me address the fact that the Moorish Science of America is not a nation state. Let's stress facts. The Moorish Science Temple of America is not on the same parallel as a nation state as China, Nigeria, France, England, Netherlands, Jamaica, Haiti, Iraq, Iran. They're nation states. A state in international law is a sovereign, independent body politic. They're nation states. Those nation states that I name, as well as others, are members of the United Nations. They send their ambassadors. They have their ambassadors to United States, to the United Nations. They have heads of state. So the Moorish Science Temple, one, is not recognized by the world body politics as a nation state. That's a fact. I mean, we just can't loosely throw stuff around and just say it. Prove it. You're just saying that. Prove it. And it's easy to be proven. You can Google nation states of the world, and Morris Science Temple of America is not one of them. Now, in your mind, you're thinking that. In your mind, Aurora is thinking that. But in reality, in fact, documentary facts is not. Q.R. Lee was leading towards not making the Morris Science Temple of nation state. The flag, all right, what's your evidence, Abdullah? Well, Drew Ali on Earth, Drew Ali did not make the red field flag with the five-pointed star. The red field flag, the flag has a red field with a five-pointed star. That's called what? Oh, Abdullah, that's the Morris Science Temple flag. The name of that flag that they fly that's in all the Morris Science Temples, it's called the Morris Science Temple flag. Yo, y'all, that's the Morris Science Temple. Yeah, the Morris Science Temple flag has the red field and the five-pointed star. Huh? Yeah, you know, the Morris Science Temple flag has the red field and the five-pointed star. Huh? No, Abdullah, that's not the Morris Science Temple flag. That's the Morris flag. Oh, but I thought the Morris Science Temple was a nation state. I'm doing this to get people to thinking. That's all. Get to thinking. So I address that. Let's go to the next one. Let me go to the next point here. That's C Majors. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, that's all a right? lot going on yeah. there.
Absolutely. This is the only one nation state. So, all right, Morris Science Temple, in order to be recognized as true American citizens, i.e. Morris American. All right, let's address that. In 2003, I sent the Our Rock and Star newspapers, paper that was Todd and I put out under the Moore's Order Roundtable in 2001, 24-page newspaper. I sent that to a grand sheik in Mississippi. So I called him 2 weeks later to see if he had received the newspapers. He said that Drew Ali didn't teach civics. And then another misstatement is that, they're still addressing this, from the Grand Sheik's, the leadership of Morris Science Temple, is that Drew Ali didn't teach civics. Well, how do you claim to be a nation state if you don't teach civics? Civics is the science that treats government and duties and citizenship. Now, the Morris Science Temple indeed gives out nationality cards, but there's no political activity with that nationality card. Who's the ambassador of the Science Temple in the United Nations? So they're granting citizenship. Is that true? Is the Morris Science Temple granting citizenship? Or do the members of the Morris Science Temple, the members of the Morris Science Temple citizens, the membership is granting citizenship of what nation? They're granting citizenship of what nation? Oh, the Morris Science Temple is the nation. They're not granting citizenship. There's no political activity going on with the Morris Science Temple. All right. So prevents that all states from conferring. All right.
Now, what about the Royal Charter, the Morris Science Temple of America's Royal Charter issued by the Sultan grants Moors the right of true American citizenship, nationality?
She's referring to Drew Ali as the Sultan. And you see here she's referring to Juali as the Sultan. This is why the Sultan, she knows Juali. See, just as I, the Sultan, in the second paragraph, third sentence, this is
okay.
why the Sultan, Juali, that's what she's, yes. So she's referring to the royal, the Moorish Science Temple Royal Charter is the Constitution of Bylaws, or the Charter. All right, let me address that. She's referring, she's calling the Moorish Science Temple's Royal Charter the charter from Cook County. The charter was not issued by Nuwa Juali. Nuwa Juali did not issue a charter. That's big facts. That's big facts. It's not my opinion. This is facts. Juali did not issue any charter. Cook County issued the charter. The charter was issued, if they signed it, all right, so the charter is what? Signed and what? Registered where?
In Cook County, Illinois.
It's not registered? It's not registered with the Moorish Science Temple? So I can't go to a Moorish Science Temple to get that? Why do I have to go to Cook County to get the find the charter? Why is it? Oh, it has a Cook County number. So the number, the registration number comes from a Moorish Science Temple. All right, the Moorish Science Temple has, that's the Moorish Science Temple registration. No. So who's issuing that? Say our authority. No, that's your authority. No, that's authority that's from Cook County. That's not your authority. Our authority is inherited. So, all right, so you say that's your authority, no problem. Let's test this theory. You say that's their authority, not our authority, no problem. They remove the charter, what happens? What happens when the charter is removed? Ask any Grand Sheik if the charter be moved.
The work should continue. The work should continue.
No, I'm saying, what would a Grand Sheik say? What would a Grand Sheik, Grand Governor, Grand Governor, Sheik is, what would they say? What would their answer be? If the charter is removed, if the charter is revoked, what would happen?
Well, we can kind of assume that because there's a newspaper, whereas I think a couple of years back, I would like to say 2012, where Moors reproclamated the charter through. They said that it was coming up on its 100th year, and if it was not reproclamated, the chart it would pretty much expire. So, which means that, and I'm like, okay, so what does that mean? If it expires, it expires. So I didn't understand the point of the reproclamation into that county jurisdiction.
So why is the pre-proclamation to the county jurisdiction? Which is a subdivision, which is a foreign jurisdiction. The Cook County is a subdivision, a county of Illinois. Illinois is a colonial state of United States. United States is a subdivision of Great Britain. That's a foreign jurisdiction. So you're going to a foreign jurisdiction that's not of their blood pedigree. That was authorized by their blood pedigree through treaty. All right, but that's not of their blood pedigree. And you have the Moorish flag that they fly in all the Moorish Science Temples, which is not a Moorish Science Temple America flag. There's no Moorish Science Temple America flag. All right, so there's a lot going on here. All right.
Do we have room for callers? Would you like to open up for some
callers? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We have 412-606 on the line. I'm going to open up and let you go live. And you have a question for Brother Abdullah L. Tlaib Mosey Bey as we discuss this critical topic regarding the misguided statements by leaderships of the Moorish Science Temple of America in order to bring focus and clarity to the national and divide movement. So state your name, caller, and
Islam, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Islam. I'm Brother Brandon Davis Hill. I'm calling out of the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Corporation. No, I don't have any objection to what's being said. I actually just called in to take a listen in. I'm well aware what's going on. We're not U.S. citizens. We're American citizens. We're nationals. Like I'm clear. I'm just here to listen in. Islam.
Well, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And we will will be live every Thursday from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, State of the Nationals. Thank you. So
that's
let's take
awesome.
Another call and see if they have any questions. We're going to take a caller from 8415. All right,
and
caller, you're on the air. Who do we have with us this evening? 8415?
Two was on tonight, I'll say.
Okay. All right, I guess they're a little busy. We'll go ahead and go to the next caller. Area code 917, ending number 9403. We're going to go ahead and bring you on the line and see if you have any questions, comments, concern, or criticism. All right, you're on the air. Hello? 9403? All right. Let's see here. We'll go ahead and mute that line. And let's see if we can get 4086 to have a question, concern, criticism. Okay. You're on the air, 4086.
Islam, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Good evening.
All right, good evening. My comment would just be in regards to them saying you have to be a member of the Moore Science Temple to be a Moore. If the bloodline is a bloodline and you are what you are, that you need nothing else to substantiate that. You know, it's kind of like, if you know, Moore is not just a fictitional thing that is a bloodline. So to say you have to be a member of the Moore Science Temple to be a Moore, that doesn't make any sense in my logic.
Understood.
Absolutely.
Now, Abdul, would you like to go in further regarding that statement? Because that is quite divine when he mentioned about it, you know, I know as an etymologist, and thank you for tuning in to State of the Nationals. I know you talk about, as a etymology teacher, you speak about pedigree, the root, etymology, the science of words, and you talk about nationality. Could you break that down again? Because he spoke of the blood.
Right. Yeah, looking at the history and origin of too many words, yeah, you have the nationality, foot, and then you have gree, tree. So you say it's what's called your kinfolk's roots. So that's what a pedigree, so ancestry. Consanguinity means, you know, like blood. So nationality. And so what they've done in international law is interchange nationality and citizenship as though they have the same meaning, epistemology, origin. For example, Article 15, Section 2 of the United Nations Human Rights Proclamation reads, everyone has a right to a nationality. All right, or that's Article 15, Section 2. Everyone has a right to change his nationality. No, how can you change your bloodline, your ancestry, pedigree, lineage, parentage, consanguinity, descent, national origin? No one in the world can change that. So what's going on there? It's called constructionless. That's a constructionless application of nationality. That's what they do. It's deceptive. It's color. It's misleading in the United Nations. In the world body, they're interchanging. It's birthright theft. And that's what they're doing in the Moore Science Temple. They're not clear on that. interchanging nationality and citizenship as though they had the same epistemology, etymology, origin, and meaning. And absolutely not. The nationality is inherent. So you have here, you have an image of, in one of my upcoming books, you have an image, I have a picture of a woman, a pregnant woman. You actually see the fetus inside the womb. And I have that nationality underneath that, the word nationality, and then underneath that is the image, the picture. And then citizenship, I have a scroll, citizenship documentation. That's political. Citizenship is political. Nationality is biological, genetic. And so what they're doing in that international arena is suppressing the original intent and application of nationality to its blood concept. In the 1935 German Nationality Act, there was a political football in the 1800s. Throughout the mid-1800s to 1935, there was a political football with Jess Sanguinis and Jess Soli. Jess Sanguinis is the law of blood. Jess Soli is land. So the right to blood is Jess Soli. So what they're doing, what they did was in Germany with the political football, they were going back from Jess Sanguinis to Jess Soli. So Jess Soli, so that you meaning that if someone, let me explain. And there's nations that have Jess Soli in their naturalization laws, which means that if someone has a child in France, you have an English woman and an English man, while in France they have a baby. And if France has Jess Soli in her nationality law and naturalization laws, That baby born of English parents would automatically have rights to French citizenship by virtue of being born. That's just solely. All right? So all nations don't have that. So there was a political football going on in Germany. So the 1935 German Nationality Act instated What Germany went back to was the consanguinity aspect of nationality, the just sanguinous aspect of nationality. And they made it very clear that German nationality will take on the sense of consanguinity and not a political sense as it had done in the past. So these issues are in the international arena. What they've done was move further away from the, this is why you've got to understand epistemology, etymology, jurisprudence, well-settled law, because so that you can use the knowledge of well-settled law, epistemology, how one knows knowledge, etymology, the history in too many words, to judge things, to use that's your ma'at. We need a da'uti, we need a ma'at. So we don't have a da'uti, we don't have a ma'at. So we have to restore the ma'at. The competence square, the da'uti, to measure things. We don't have that. And this is why I'm here to restore that. This is why they said go back to that state of mind of our ancient foremothers and forefathers. That's just a jurisprudent statement, well settled law. So they can make statements like that, and we know all right. They said, Article 15 of the United Nations Human Rights Proclamation reads, Section 2, everyone has the right to change his nationality. See, it's right there, Abdullah. Look, Abdullah, it's right here. Everyone has the right to change his nationality. See?
So when you get to the root of the nationality, you cannot change your blood.
Exactly. You're falling for that because it's United Nations Human Rights Proclamation 19. So and
right
and
Well, let's see what we're going to bring on this last caller, our last 14 minutes. We have, let's bring on area code 443. Looks like where did it jump to? Everybody's jumping all over the board. I had a moment. 443, number ending in 4510. Let's see if you have any comments. All right.
Peace and greetings.
Peace and greetings. You're on the air.
Peace and greetings. It's Long Mother Tamara and Brother Abdullah and Brother Hassan Ghazi Obey here in Morocco. How are you guys?
Wow, thank you. Thank you for tuning in this evening.
Yeah, I was just saying, everything sounds great, too. I just want to say it's an excellent broadcast, and I'm going to go back to listening to the rest of the call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Tune in with us every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, State of the Nationals.
Indeed. That's why I'm peace and love.
Peace and love,
okay,
Bubba.
Let's. Looks like let's try to grab this one. One person have a question mark up. Area code 469, number ending in 7316. Looks like they have a question.
Peace.
Good evening. Good evening. You have a question for Brother Abdullah El Talib Mosey Bey. Good evening.
Yes.
Good
peace,
evening,
y'all. Peace and love and prosperity. My question is so the key ultimately is to worship under our own vine and fig tree.
Absolutely. And that's the key. That's why Drew Ali went to the Pan American Conference in 1928 to represent not just conscious Moors, all our people. He said, come all ye Asiatics or North America and hear the truth about your nationality and birthright. You're not Negro, color, black, or Ethiopian. Come and link yourself back to the family and nation. That was the call for all our people, not just nationalized Moors, not just Moors in the temple. So this been a great misrepresentation of this movement.
Yes.
Absolutely. And one of the comments is that in order to be recognized by the family of the nation, states, of the world, is you have to be a member of the Moorish Science Temple. The Moorish Science Temple has done a piss-poor job in representing us. A piss-poor
yes.
job in representing us.
And now it makes more sense.
I am being critical. Yes, I am. I am criticizing the sheikhs, grand governors. Yes, so you don't have to figure me out. Don't have to figure me out. I am criticizing them. I don't need to look at no success. Look out, North Philly, Hampton, Watts, Harlem. Keep naming them. Houston, South Chicago. Keep naming them.
Dallas.
North Effective. They keep naming them. Compton. Keep naming them. Keep can't name them. How effective
Dallas.
Had the Moorish Science Temple been? I don't need no. That's how effective how Moorish Science Temple has been. Represent us then. Represent then. Represent us
I
then.
I still have to go jump through hoops. Still jumping through hoops.
Well, hopefully
no
we can. Hopefully we can help get those hoops.
Change it.
Yeah,
help facilitate the economic, political, social, cultural changes in our community and make them visible. Make them meaning that these children can walk down the street and not have to duck bullets. These children can go to class and I can sit in the classroom and not hear children talking about, yeah, my boy died, got shot. Yeah, I saw my uncle, and I'm not making these up. I'm not making this up. I was sitting in the class. I remember one day I was in the classroom with, it was only all boys at the time. It was 15 boys, and they all had white T-shirts on. And you know what that means. That's all white T-shirts, nothing on. That means they were in what? When they wear all white T-shirts, they were correctional facilities.
Correct.
So I say, all right, they all got white T-shirts on. This is before they went into uniforms. They had the uniforms for public schools. Now they have all uniforms. Before they went to uniforms, the boys were wearing, they all had white T-shirts on. So I let them talk. I let them talk for the whole period. I didn't say nothing. And the whole period, they were talking about how Joni, John, whoever got shot. This person got shot. My uncle got shot. Come on, Grand Sheik. Facilitate the ending of that. Why are these boys talking about somebody getting shot? They know people that got shot. That they went to prison and stuff. Why is that? Let's end that. But they want to attack Tasha Reed Bay. They want to attack Tasha Reed Bay. This man, 40 years. 40 years. Tasha Reed Bay resurrected. Drew Ali restored. He said Drew Ali set the platform for the reclamation. But Tasha Reed Bay put this movement back on the map. And they criticized Tasha Reed Bay. They called Tasha Reed Bay a renegade. It's because of Tasha Reed Bay that you got all that internet, all that social media, all that social media talk about Moors is because of Tasha Reed Bay. It's because of Tasha Reed Bay. I don't worship nobody. I don't worship nobody. But I'm going to give respect and honor, and the Sheik ain't done jack.
Well, let's just look at today's events, what we're dealing with now. This is 2020, and there's a state of emergency on our land. And if the Moore Science Temple, if they were a nation state, why aren't they at the state handling and dealing with the situation to the day? Other than that, you have nationals who are know who they are in their person and understanding, but then we also know that we have a colonization and usurpation on the land, and they're controlling when they want you to go out, when they want you to go get groceries, when they want you to stay at home and work at home. So if you were a nation state, you would be at the State of the Union dealing with this event that's going on today. So that brings clarity that there's not a seat at the table. But however, we need to look at what we read earlier about why United Republic of Morocco is being assembled to have that interpolitical governing body of where you have the various Moorish bodies, politics coming together in having that seat at the table to be able to now bring forth justice and healing to the land in which it's currently being usurped. Now, I know you talk about that a lot within itself. And this is the last one I thought was just save the best for last, because you talked about this just a little bit in our last 5 minutes. This one kind of, it say the simple fact of the matter is if you're not in a temple, then you're not part of the body politic religious organization that the prophet set up, but you can still be a Moor, M-O-O-R or M-U-U-R, temple Moors. Don't want non-temple Moors using the prophet's name or whatever, which shall be no issue, because you don't have to. So there's the of the last, let me see, we have 6 minutes to go. Let's go into this misrepresentation about temple Moors and non-temple Moors.
All right. So once again, we have an area of division and separation there, and their claim is that in order to be gained recognition, you know, political recognition, one has to be a member of the Moorish Science Temple of America. You know, one, the Moorish Science Temple of America has been ineffective in the political arena for our people. They have done squintly in representing our people in the world international community. They have done squintly in representing our people, the issue of drug abuse, the issue of mass incarceration, the issue of drugs in our community, the issue of poor literacy, the issue of poor education, the issue of poor health, you know, the issue of homelessness. The Moorish Science Temple have not scratched the surface of any of these issues. So what are they representing? We have the Grand Sheikh, the leadership of the Moorish Science Temple has clearly made it clear that, you know, they keep continuing to say that you all even teach civics. How do you want to live in a society? So that's sort of dealing to that issue of representation. In order to be recognized, that you have to be a member of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Now, this statement would never be the case if the Moorish Science Temple were representing the people. They're not. So I have a right. Tasha Reed Bay has a right. Tamriel has an inherent power. Shem Malachi Bay has an inherent power. I have an inherent power to educate our people outside of the Moore Science Temple. The Moore Science Temple do not own our people. Let me be very clear. So that they're misrepresenting. So since the leadership is misrepresenting the people or not speaking for the people, I'm speaking for them. Tamara Hill speaking for them. Tajariq Bey speaking for them. Shem Malachi Bey speaking for them. We're speaking for our people. And we're not going to wait around, sitting around, for the leadership to wake up. We're in serious time right now. Let's get serious with this. The Moore Science, the leaders of the Moore Science Temple have failed our people. And I'm not going to sit alibi, nor is Tajariq Bey, nor is Tamriel, nor is Sheikh Malachi Bey, or sit alibi, wait for the leadership of the Moore Science Temple of America to do something. You have your inherent power, meaning that I can do the same thing that Juali did. I mean, let's be very clear. Juali has no more power than I have. Let's make it very clear, y'all. Juali has no more power than Tamriel. Juali has no more power than Shem Malachi Bey. Juali just came before me. And I give honor and respect to Juali, and I'm in line with the mission. But very clear, it's our inherent power. The concepts are wrong. Wrong. They're misrepresenting Juali. They're looking at him as some worshiping. Meaning what they've done is replaced the Europeanized misrepresentation of the actual sun. All right, blonde hair, blue eyes, they call Jesus. All they replaced them with Juali. That's all. That's all I see. I see just a replacement. They're worshiping Juali. Just like Moors classified Negro colored black who are in churches, worshiping the blonde hair, blue eyes, Moors in the temple are doing the same thing with Juali.
Within our last 2 minutes, let's go ahead and I know we got more to come. We're just getting started. It's our first episode. Let's just close it out and give some more information. Your contact. I know you had your new book you just relaunched, Illuminati and Illumination of the Mind. You have Moors and Masonry, Masonic Compass Square, and the Measurements of Timekeeping, How Her Venus Rules, Etymology and Vocabulary. You can find those books at mooresandmasonry.org. You can find Brother Abdullah Bey on Abdullah Bey on Facebook, as well as Moore Letter as well. So with that being said, we would like to thank you for tuning in to our first blog talk session of State of the Nationals. This will be every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Do you have any final words on last minute, Brother Abdullah?
I want to thank you, Tamara L., for taking the initiative, to having this State of the National weekly blog talk show. I thank you again, and I'm here to help assist and make this very successful. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. I love you all, and I am for the people all the way.
Thank you again. Thank you for tuning in to State of the Nationals. And have a good evening, everyone.